Let's start with a minute of silence so that we can prepare ourselves to receive Larry's words. And let's silence our cell phones, too. Thank you. Thank you. It is my great pleasure to introduce Reverend Larry from Unity of Santa Barbara, the church that I also attend. You may remember he spoke to us for the first time in last September, and he was very well received. Ever since I first heard Reverend Larry speak at Unity, the thought came to me, oh, I hope one day I get him to speak at Word and Life. So I want to thank the committee and Reverend Larry for making my dream come true. Two times. And I know Reverend Larry has been super busy. He missed a whole month due to a bad accident. And so he's very busy at his congregation trying to catch up. So thank you, Reverend Larry. And I want to say a few words when I was first introduced to him, why I had this impact. Unity needed their current senior minister retired, so they went through the process of finding a new minister. And the board narrows it down to three choices, and then they are invited to speak over three Sundays to officiate a full service and give a sermon. And the first two were women, and they were excellent. So when we showed up the third Sunday, we felt pretty relaxed. We said, oh, well, no matter how it goes today, we're pretty well set. And then Reverend Larry started to talk. It took only a couple of minutes before I grabbed my sheet of paper where we were supposed to give our opinion. And all I could think of, he is it. And I don't know if I had to define it. It includes many things. It was a gut reaction. Not only was he an excellent speaker and did his words resonate with us profoundly, but there was something about his presence. And that presence reminds me how I feel whenever I hear longtime meditators speak. I feel like Thomas Keating when he says the true self in us responds to the true self in them. And we feel good around their presence, and I think that was it, you know. So let me tell you a few words on his teachings and where he comes from when he speaks. Inspired by life lessons and timeless wisdom, Reverend Larry shares messages rooted in universal truth, blending compassion, honesty, and humor, in which others can hear their own heart song, and I heard it. He's committed to a path of authentic growth and to creating environments where people can heal, grow, find joy, and meaning. As spiritual director, he teaches, learns, and shares with passion and clarity, using timeless truth principles expressed and revealed from the crucible of his own life experiences. Reverend Larry currently resides in Santa Barbara with his life partner, Denise, also a Unity ordained minister, and serves as spiritual director at Unity of Santa Barbara. So Reverend Larry has served ministries in Modesto, Sacramento, and Davis, California. I wanted to say also what attracted me to Unity was very much the spiritual growth that I experienced at Word and Life. And the mission statement and vision of Unity very much reflects our own vision and mission. Here, and it's just a line, I'll quickly read it. Mission statement at Unity is, we are a vibrant, inclusive, spiritual community inspiring people to realize and express their divine nature. And that's what we are about. And their vision for the world is centered in spirit. We have always felt we are centered in spirit. And we celebrate an awakened world filled with peace, abundance, and love. Voila. Today is our final session, and Reverend Larry will share his thoughts and insights with us on Thomas More's book, A Religion of One's Own. Let us welcome Reverend Larry with our blessing. And Christine.
Thank you.
We bless you as you share your gifts of spirit, light, and insight. We welcome you with joy.